Greetings and Namaskar. Welcome to the podcast Stories of an Era Gone By. I am Dr. Shubho Chatterjee. And this podcast, Stories of an Era Gone By with Dr. Shubho Chatterjee, brings to you stories and snippets from the past. One of the first things that many of us need to get off to a good start in the morning is a nice cup of tea. Tea is the most widely consumed beverage in the world after water. But have you ever wondered where this beverage came from? Who discovered this magically refreshing drink? And how it became so popular? Today's episode of the podcast, Stories of an Era Gone By with Dr. Shubho Chatterjee, narrates the story of tea, its origin, its journey of 5,000 years, and how it evolved from being a medicinal drink to become the most popular beverage of the modern world. Once upon a time, in ancient China, there lived an emperor by the name Shen Nong. Shen Nong was a compassionate ruler who is widely believed to have taught the ancient Chinese the art of agriculture and the science of healing using herbal medicines. He is considered by the Chinese as the father of agriculture and venerated as the father of medicine. Emperor Shen Nong used to travel across the length and breadth of his kingdom, looking for plants and herbs with medicinal properties. One day, while he was traveling, he felt unwell and sat down under a tree to get some rest. To relieve himself of the fatigue and to get rid of the exhaustion, he decided to have a cup of warm water. While he was boiling the water, a few leaves from the tree fell into the boiling water. Without bothering to throw the leaves away, he started sipping the cup of hot water. The water acquired a slightly bitter taste, but the emperor's senses were awakened by the rich aroma and the pleasant flavor imparted to the water. This cup of hot water immediately invigorated and energized the weary king. The tea was born. This was the humble beginning of a beverage that would go on to become one of the most popular and widely consumed beverage of the world. The year is believed to have been 2737 BC. The tree whose leaves imparted the rich aroma and flavor to the infusion was Camellia sinensis, and the resulting beverage was called as cha by the Chinese. In the next 3,000 years, particularly under the Tang dynasty, from 618 to 906 AD, tea became a very popular drink in China. The popularity of the drink can be gauged by the fact that an 8th century Chinese author by the name Lu Yu wrote a complete book on tea. The book was called Cha Jing, meaning the classic of tea. After the 8th century, this popular Chinese drink was introduced to Japan and then to Korea by the Buddhist monks who used to travel from one country to another. By the 9th century, tea had become popular as a drink not only in China, but had also gained a reasonable acceptance in some other Asian countries like Japan and Korea. It would take another 800 years for this drink to travel from Asia to Europe. In the next episode, we shall talk about the journey of tea from China to Europe and then to India. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I am your host, Dr. Shubho Chatterjee, and this podcast, Stories of an Era Gone By with Dr. Shubho Chatterjee, brings to you stories and snippets from the past. I'll be happy if you be with me in this journey of exploring our past. So please do subscribe to this podcast and stay tuned for the upcoming episodes of the podcast, Stories of an Era Gone By with Dr. Shubho Chatterjee. Thank you for listening.